Saudi Arabia has been conducting airstrikes on Yemen for 40 days now. The latest attacks have hit several locations across the country. Saudi warplanes bombed areas in the central province of Ma'arib and the northern province of Sada. They also bombed the city of Aden and Ir province, both in the south. Yemeni media close to Ansar al-Nusra movement confirmed dozens of civilian deaths and injuries in Ib. Nearly 3,000 people, mostly civilians, have been killed since Saudi Arabia began its air war in Yemen on March 26. The airstrikes have caused a dire humanitarian situation. Riyadh says that it's considering a temporary halt to the aerial attacks to allow in aid deliveries. This follows growing concerns over the worsening humanitarian crisis in Yemen.
Saudi Arabia keep pressing ahead with its aggression against Yemen. Dozens of people have been killed and many more injured after Saudi warplanes targeted the village of Wadi Bena in Ib province in the early hours of Monday. The attack have sparked growing public anger against Saudi Arabia. A big rally was held in the capital Sana'a, here in front of the United Nations office. Protesters slammed what they described as Saudi Arabia's genocidal war against civilians.
We have come to the UN's headquarters to denounce Saudi Arabia's continued airstrikes that have mostly targeted civilians. Such attacks do not target a specific group as they claim. It is a genocidal war against a poor people.
Protesters also slammed the air and sea blockade imposed on their country.
Yemenis are facing a crime against humanity. Saudi Arabia has prevented the delivery of basic food accommodation, fuel, and medicine. It is a shame on the world to keep silence towards such atrocities committed against civilians.
The army and the Ansar Allah fighters have made major advancements, particularly in the battlefield of Ma'arib, which has been described by observers as the last stronghold of tribesmen supported by Al-Qaeda and Saudi Arabia.
Human rights activists have voiced their concerns over the deteriorating humanitarian situation in Yemen. People here have showed resilience toward the Saudi aerial and sea ban on the impoverished nation, as the public life has been brought to a standstill. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.
Let's see what Andre Velchek thinks. He's an author and philosopher, and he joins us from Abu Dhabi. Andre Velchek, so if you were to look at the numbers purely, over 3,000 to have been killed, many civilians. What is Saudi Arabia's campaign achieving at this point?
Well, first of all, 3,000 civilians is an enormous number. Just to put it to perspective, we all remember horrible American coup against President Allende in Chile in 1973, and we are talking about 3,000 people who were killed there. So here, in just 40 days, the Saudi forces managed to kill the same amount of people as the dictatorship of General Pinochet killed in decades. So it is a horrible count. And we can only say that the achievement is what did these airstrikes achieve? Definitely nothing, because the Houthi rebels are gaining strength. They are not going to be defeated by these airstrikes.